Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. The boys are back in town. They were in town all weekend.
Yes,
what a great celebration with the Navy Blue Angels. Woohoo! Everything went great. We had a wonderful weather. It was just beautiful. So I hope you had fun. Oh, now it's back to business. But the good news is, getting us started on our Monday this week on Pep Talk, we have our friends from NES Whiting Field. Jamie Coffey is here. She is the Director of Public Relations and Public Affairs. And the Deputy Director is also here, Christy Mason.
Yep,
Christy Mason is here.
Jamie and Christy today.
Jamie and Christy.
Got us both.
I should have the girls are back in town. That's
right.
What I should have. So let's talk about NES Whiting Field.
And I hope everybody recovered over the weekend.
Not quite, but we're getting there.
What a great showing for Pensacola Beach.
Oh my goodness.
And for Northwest Florida. How great to have so many folks out on the beach enjoying the aircraft. It was just really cool to watch that coverage and listen to the coverage on the radio. You guys did great.
Well, thank you. That was pretty obvious. That was the first time I did that. I've been on the beach, but I had not been here in the studio, so that was a whole nother experience for me. But lots of help, lots of pros behind the scene making all this happen. Shout out to all the people at Santa Rosa Island Authority, Pensacola Beach Chamber, but also emergency services, the public works people, putting up the barricade. I mean, there's so many people, the sheriffs, there's so many people that make it happen smoothly.
Yeah.
And we don't realize this thing, they start planning this today for next year once they do the debrief. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is incredible. And when you think of hundreds of thousands of people on the beach.
And That's a lot of preparation.
I think we had maybe a fender bender or two, but other than that, pretty uneventful in that respect.
What does that say for our community and our folks that come out? You know, we're just here to have some fun.
Yes.
And watch aviation and just...
It says a lot. It says a lot. So kudos to everybody.
Love our towns.
Yep. I love living here. It's the best place in the world, but don't tell anybody.
I know.
Keep it a secret.
It has to be a secret.
And part of that is our military and NAS Whiting Field. You play a huge role as well.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the history. I mean, you've been around a long time.
We have.
Just had an anniversary, actually, this week.
We did.
83 years.
Really? 83?
Yeah, so eight decades of producing the military's best-trained aviation warfighters.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So proud to have 83 years.
Incredible.
More than eight decades is a long time to be training warfighters. I'm actually going to read the statement, our mission statement, for just as a reminder. So producing the military's best-trained aviation warfighter as an aviation training facility, all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots, and 60% of primary fixed-wing pilots complete training here and graduate at a rate of 1,200 annually. The NAS Whiting Field Aviation Complex conducts an average of 1.1 million flight operations annually, while accounting for 17% of all the Navy flight hours. So NAS Whiting Field's team provides all the air traffic control, emergency fire and rescue services, runway grounds maintenance for 14 airfields, including 12 outlying landing fields. We call them OLFs or NOLFs, Navy Outlying Landing Fields. So, and they're across two states and four counties. So in totality, facilities comprise more than 13,000 acres and 4,500 nautical square miles of airspace.
I had no idea.
So I'll talk numbers today. I'm going to continue to kind of talk numbers. I always just think that that's such a big number, 4,500 square nautical miles of airspace, 300 acres of solar panels over on Holly.
Wow.
Average flight hours per year is 150,000. So it's just a lot.
I love all the
numbers that get spelled out over here. Average staff for the military and civilians are over 3,000. So we're at like 3,400. So about 3,500. So the Santa Rosa County economic impact is over $1.7 billion, and it's 30% of just Santa Rosa County's economy.
That's incredible. That is incredible. Those numbers are incredible.
Big
congratulations.
Yeah.
83 years. Wow.
We have the area military retirees back in 2022, so I'm sure the number is a little bit different now, but it was 34,000 area military retirees. That's a lot for our community.
That is a lot. Absolutely.
The annual job growth rate is 2%. So, I mean, we're just constantly adding to the population between the retirees and the civilians here. It's just really neat to see some of those big numbers. 7 miles of Gulf Front beaches. I always think that that's another number that, like, we don't talk about.
No,
that's
we don't.
A lot.
That's and a lot.
There's a lot of training going on, a lot of tourism. So just kind of big on that.
I think it's kind of amazing how we worked so well together, because especially if you live in the Navarre area or you live a little bit east of Pensacola, you do see those helicopters training. You do see some of the exercises going on in the Gulf. I mean,
I love it.
It's amazing.
I want to say air power all the time.
But it's
But
it's great, too, because we talk about, we have this amazing team and staff at Whiting Field, but we also have a really amazing community that supports
us.
So, and I don't know that we'd be as successful without the community.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
That is why we have so many retirees. People come back. They train here. They get their start here. They want to come back. They do.
The partnership is bar none. Mm-hmm. Bar none the best.
Absolutely.
Skipper says that's Captain Ted Elkins, so we call him Skipper Elkins. He is all the time talking about what those community partnerships look like, because they are so important and they're so good here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to brag, but I kind of want to brag.
I think you should.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love Escambia County and Santa Rosa County.
Anniversary week is the time to brag.
It is.
No doubt.
So we kind of, looking back over those decades, you know, Whiting has had so many accomplishments and milestones, from waves, German prisoners of war.
Really?
Squadron openings, Training Air Wing 5 opening. That was in, I believe, 1972. We had the first ever land swap. The Industrial Aviation Park opening. So, I mean, just, I would say it's not just our far past, but in just in the recent past too, present and in the future, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and we actually set up an anniversary display this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, our public affairs team did.
We did.
We did. It was pretty
amazing.
We say
our team, but it's really us.
The two of us. We call ourselves a team.
We say that a lot in radio, too, by the way.
Yeah. We had some help. We had a few.
The team.
We did. We always appreciate the help.
I didn't know. I mean, I went down there setting it up, and I think I ended up spending hours down there just kind of looking through everything, because it's amazing.
It's incredible.
History. It is. It is incredible.
Yeah, we wanted to display the history, but we also wanted to provide an interactive experience to have people think back on the years at Whiting and the role that they play supporting the mission. One of my grand ideas at the very last minute, thank you, Christy, who was always like, hey, I got an idea. Let's make it happen real fast.
The best ideas are the inspirational ones.
That's right.
She's so supportive. So we had I called it the clothesline of memories. And we set up kind of like a clothesline down the hallway leading into that historical display room.
Great idea.
On blue and yellow pieces of paper, I had them share memories of their time at Whiting Field. So I wanted them to reflect back and look, and the memories that are shared, of course, they clothesline them, they attach them to the clothesline so people can kind of read everybody else's memories. And man, did we get some funny stories.
We should put those in a book.
We really should.
I mean, I think a reflections book on 83 years, I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. We need to do that. We will definitely capture those moments. Because yes, we're training and we're doing all those serious things, but at the same time, also we say sometimes Whiting family, because we're making memories.
Well, let's make some more memories right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. If you got a question about the history of NAS Whiting Field, our experts are here this morning. We'll be back right after the break on Pep Talk. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, celebrating with NAS Whiting Field 83 years here in Pensacola and Santa Rosa County.
Yes.
We have Jamie Coffey here with us this morning and Christy Mason, both in public affairs for the base. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And hearing you talk about it, just very exciting.
Yeah, it's again, we're displaying some of that history, but we also wanted that a reflective piece to that. And that's why I mentioned we did the clothesline of memories. But a service chain. So it's kind of like, I'm sure the folks out there remember when you take strips of piece of paper and then you staple them together and you create a chain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what we did, blue and gold.
Cool.
And I wanted folks to think back as to why they served or why they serve. So I wanted my active duty members to come in, and I wanted our retirees and all of our service members to kind of come in and kind of share as to why they serve. And kind of we're going to display that all around the room as well. So We also did a signature board, so the role that they play in history. So I wanted them to sign and kind of give us that their role.
I love
and
all of this. I want to see all of this.
It's really great.
Yeah.
So lots and lots of documents. And we had, just to highlight real quick, a letter from Amelia Earhart from 1930.
What?
Yeah. So Kenneth Whiting, namesake of the base, trained with Orville Wright. He's actually aviator number 16. I think I've mentioned that on the show before.
You have, yeah.
But it's just, you know, I could get into Kenneth Whiting. And just real quick for your folks out there, I'll tell a really fast story. He was absolutely brave, an aviator, pioneer in his own right for the father of the aircraft carrier. He was a submariner at first.
Wow.
Was a fish. He could swim. Under the subs, he went. And then the story goes, he was looking for another egress, so an exit out of the submarine besides the hatch. Something went wrong. What do you do? So he decided to squeeze himself into a 16-inch torpedo tube.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Filled it with water. Shot himself out of this while it was underwater, submerged, and he surfaced the water in 77 seconds. So, yeah, you can exit a submarine from a torpedo tube.
Goodness gracious.
He's doing things like this in the 30s, 1930s.
Wow.
Like, it's just wild to me.
Is there a book out about him? Is there a reference, a source that we could look at?
I actually have it right now. So it's called Kenneth Whiting, Remembering a Forgotten Hero of Naval Aviation and Submarines, and it's by a guy named Felix Haynes.
We've actually had that.
Oh, you've got to read it.
Yes.
So go on, Google it. It's on. You can order it online. Felix Haynes has done a wonderful, wonderful job. I believe his father was on the USS Whiting.
Oh, wow.
And this is what sparked all of this. And he's captured a lot of Kenneth Whiting and why he is such a hero, because he absolutely is such a hero. So there were so many other things and so many historical documents. Mm-hmm. There were documents and letters from Orville Wright. So that is interesting.
Oh, my gosh.
To read their writing, to read their handwriting, see their handwriting, and understand how they talked back then.
Yes.
And how they corresponded.
Totally different than today. There was no texting or shorthand.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was written out in beautiful language, I suspect.
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible. So I think we did a good job of kind of displaying that history and then also that interactive experience and having everybody reflect. So I want to kind of real personal, you know, it's kind of personal for me. It made me reflect as well. I've been out at Whiting Field for 10 years.
Have you really?
So it made me.
Good for you, Jamie. Congratulations.
It's put Jamie on the spot for once.
Yeah.
Let's hear about it, Krista. We got to hear about this.
I created this binder, you know, a couple of years ago of why I'm doing Whiting Field and why I serve out at NAS Whiting Field as well. And it kind of also prepares me for, you know, when media asks questions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And on the last page of my binder, I printed out all the photos, a photo collage of all the things when I was, you know, doing things in action.
Right.
Out at Whiting Field. And I have had the honor and privilege to meet so many interesting people and to do so many interesting things serving out at NAS Whiting Field. I have two teenagers. One's going into college and one, she's only got a couple of years left in high school.
Gosh.
And shout out to Evan and Twyla.
Aww.
So it made me think of them because they have been raised out at NAS Whiting Field. And NAS Whiting Field has a wonderful MWR program, our Morale, Welfare, and Recreation program. And my kids got a chance to take advantage of that as well. So, just watching them grow up over the years and being on the base for all the many events, I'm sitting here looking at this collage, and there are so many things. Taking pictures on flight lines at sunrise and at sunset and watching those T-6s and those helicopters land and take off at sunset is really just an incredible experience. I have a picture of me singing with Red James, the late Red James, who was Sarah pilot, just a part of history in every way, shape, or form at NAS Whiting Field. He's also flown on air shows and things like that. There's pictures of me as Wonder Woman. And
Well, you look like that every time you come in the studio. You are a Wonder Woman. That's just a given.
And in costumes, helping the MWR team. Yeah,
I
have. I'm in all kinds of different costumes here.
You need to get those on Facebook, girl.
Yeah, absolutely. MWR runs a breakfast that they put together, and it's a lot of different characters. They call it a character breakfast, and so we all volunteer to do that, and it was just so much fun. Jumping into a very cold pool in the middle of the winter, I've got pictures of me cooking in the chapel and working in the chapel and putting together programs for suicide awareness and doing 22 push-ups every morning and 20 push-ups. And I mean, we've done a little bit of everything and talking to our wonderful media here in the local area. I am fleet fly-ins and helicopters and heavy helicopters and rescue helicopters once a year that come down to NES Whiting Field for our students. It just goes on and on. Volunteering in our community, we volunteer to pick up trash in the Blackwater River. It goes on and on. Family members of Dr. Martin Luther King. I got a chance to go to Selma with Chaplain Roy Fodren. I could just go on and on.
You could write a book. You're another one that could write a book.
Yes, I absolutely think you could. Seeing my kids that were tiny, and now here they are going off doing, and I'm sure this happens to a lot of folks out there. It's just watching our kids grow. There's a lot of civilians out there. So it's just an absolute memory lane that here we are supporting this mission, but we're also growing and making memories.
Well, you're going to make
part
me
of that
cry.
History.
Stop. Okay, we got to take a break.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Thank you, Jamie and Chrissy. They're here with NAS Whiting Field. If you've got a question or a comment for them, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. I'm just going to take a minute to cry, and I'll be right back. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Megan. We've got the experts from NAS Whiting Field here with us this morning. Jamie Coffey, Director of Public Affairs. Christy Mason is the Deputy Director of Public Affairs, talking about their history, 83 anniversary for the base, which is amazing. 10 years with Miss Jamie. She got me all choked up. I said, "You're not leaving." I got off the mic. I said, "This isn't your retirement speech, is it?" No,
no,
right?
No. Oh,
whew, okay.
Just proud to
just
work
checking.
And serve there.
Just checking. So you got to stick around for a long time, girl.
That's right.
That's what
right.
you got to do.
We've been talking about aviators mostly, but we did have the Waves at the base too. Do you want to? It's female.
Yeah.
Remind me what does Waves stand for?
Yeah,
I don't
so
remember.
Waves is Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Services.
Wow.
So that we always call them Waves. So the first Waves arrived at Whiting Field the day after it was commissioned in July of 1943.
No kidding.
So
well, of course, World War II.
Truly a part of that. And we have so many black and white photos and so many things that they've done. So many women, they served in direct ways too, like as nurses and aides on battlefields and but they also served under the training capacity out at NES Whiting Field. So I'm going to read you a few little things. I'm going to go fast as I can because I know we're running out of time. But the largest group of enlisted Waves at Whiting included machinist mates called MECs. These Waves are attached to Training Squadron 3 and were responsible for preparing the planes for flight as well as ensuring the rigging on the plane was properly fitted. They replaced anything from worn or torn and ensured every wire was properly connected. Some Waves, MECs, they called, worked at tandem with the metalsmiths. They would typically weld parts for the planes.
Wow.
Yep, they worked as carpenters, painters, instrument, and hydraulic mechs. Two flight lines were completely manned by Waves, relieving two line crews of men for sea duty. The Link trainers were the second largest group of Waves at Whiting Field. Their duty was to operate the trainers, so a mounted box on ball bearings. So the student aviators sat inside to learn to control the pitch, yaw, and roll while being fed information from the flight instruments inside the trainer. So these Link trainers were in a booth outside the trainer and tracked the student's simulated course over the ground and communicated his progress over simulated radio. So in addition to operating these trainers, the Waves would clean and repair them whenever it was necessary, and entire overhauls once a month. They could take... I know we're getting running
close.
Out of time,
mm-hmm.
But just absolutely, the Waves, they had two barracks in the first year that was housed 200 Waves each to max
kidding.
Capacity. Yep. And additional barracks would be built to house the constant influx of new Waves on the base. In November 1944, they were 26 Wave officers and 529 enlisted Waves at the field, requiring six Waves barracks. So, just incredible. That's just a little piece on the Waves. And all the
You have to come back and talk about more history. I'm loving this. It's great, you guys.
Such an amazing history.
Thank you so much to Christy Mason, to Jamie Coffey, working public affairs directors at NAS Whiting Field. Perfect day to come in right after the Big Blues weekend. Thanks so much for all that you do for our community. Happy 83rd anniversary.
Thank you.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back with you shortly right after the news.